Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, well, this is Youth Station. We're here once more from IRB English Radio, and this is Asma. You're hearing me. It's quite a pleasure to be here with you again. Today we're going a bunch of interesting stuff to discuss about, and here with me I have Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to Youth Station.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here again.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to meet you here again. There is an everlasting fight between emotion and what is called logic. Which one you are? A logical person or an emotional?
It's a very tough question.
Yes.
It's actually one of these battles that lasted like through centuries between philosophers and thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, logic versus emotions. Where do I sit? I have no idea, because obviously it depends on the situation
you're
in. On
the situation, of
course. So sometimes.
But mostly.
But I would like to think that I'm more logical than emotional.
I think all human beings are more emotional.
All emotional?
It's very nice to generalize everything, but...
Now, look, I have a... Look, the thing is...
I think in very difficult situations or in the situations where you have to show yourself, most of people are emotional. Let's say most, if not all.
No, I think if we take this conversation a little bit back, we're talking about thinking, right?
Yes.
So sometimes you think logically, sometimes you think emotionally.
Yes.
So what are... thinking logically and thinking emotionally?
Thinking logically, well, obviously, we have to make something straight at the very beginning.
Mm.
Emotion, reason, brain are just different things, but we could say that emotion and heart stay on one side, brain and logic stay on another side.
Say
and
that again?
We always see ourselves in a battle that is tearing us apart and taking us to one side, mostly to one side, you know? And since human beings have got a strong emotions, I could say emotions are stronger, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying which one is stronger, but I mean, mm-hmm. when it comes to logic, it's
yes.
the process of thinking.
So you
correct?
Want a definition for
thinking
logically?
We're trying to make it, you know, I want to make it clear for the youth
mm-hmm.
and for people who are listening to, so they can differentiate between the two, because sometimes they might confuse logic and emotion together, right?
There's no way to bring them together.
There's no way to bring them together, but you have
yes.
to separate them, right? So that's what I'm saying. So some people, sometimes they think emotionally.
The difference is already
clear.
They
think they'd be logical.
What?
Sometimes people
mm-hmm.
think
yes.
emotionally,
uh-huh.
they think they are thinking logically.
That is a very nice point. Yes, it's
okay.
true sometimes.
So, for example, logic itself is a process of thinking based on data or data,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you reach a conclusion. Where thinking emotionally, you're just motivated
yeah.
by what you feel, not
mm-hmm.
what you think or what your brain tells you. And I think this is the way you generalize that everyone
yes.
is emotional thinking. People these days are just thinking of their feelings. So I'll give you an example. I
mm-hmm.
want to buy a shirt, right?
Yes.
I'm looking at the fabric is good. It's long lasting, this and that. So I calculated. I had all the data in my head.
So this is logically.
So logically I'm thinking, mm-hmm. right? And then like another shirt caught my eye.
Yes.
It just looks nice. Yes. It's beautiful, well designed.
Your heart calls for it.
Yeah, but I can tell like if I want to put it in the like in the process of thinking, mm-hmm. like, okay, first it's expensive. Second, the fabric is not good. This and this. So there's a lot of flaws.
Yes.
But because it looks good, I'm like, nah, I'm going to get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, especially like when I want to buy a car as well.
Exactly.
Like I
buying
put a lot of details
everything.
In a specific item. Like I think it logically through. But then I was like, oh, no, but that car looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going by beauty. So therefore, I'm thinking emotionally rather than logically. So you said, yeah, a lot of people are right mm-hmm. now thinking emotional rather than
that
logically.
That is very true, yes.
Why do you think the reason is?
They think emotionally because, well, I told you, the heart is stronger.
No, but I mean, look, if you read the Quran,
yes.
right? There are so many verses when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to people. He says to them, like, why haven't you done this? Why didn't you not follow the Prophet? You know what the answer always was? قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاؤُنَا.
Mm-hmm.
We found our parents. Saying that, they indicating that they were just emotional because, and this is, we see this pretty much with everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when you are brought up with certain mentality,
yes.
you hold attachment, like emotional attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were like this. My people are like this. Even when someone gives you a logical argument that what you believe is wrong, you kind of fight it over. Like you start to become very defensive. So, for example, when you debate,
mean the reason we think emotionally is because our parents were like that, or
I'm saying such mentality that mm-hmm. thinking emotionally could affect you even in this regard, that you would neglect the truth even when you see it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there's an emotional attachment
yes,
to either your faith, to either your parents, to either the place you're in. Because like I said, the Quran says, why did you guys not follow the Prophet? They said, well, we found our parents like that. So I'm attached to my parents emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even if I see the truth, I'm like, nah. So most of the times, you know, we find ourselves, we might put ourselves in a position where we're thinking emotionally rather than logically.
Yes.
Now, but I mean, I understand from that aspect of the Quran where Allah talks about these people, I understand where they're coming from because of their attachment to things. But I mean, today we have like, it's a very open kind of society we live in. We're not back in the olden mentality. Now a person gets to like look through things. They could go to Wikipedia, they could go on Google, they could do a lot of search.
A freer possibility.
But why is it, according to what you're saying, is a lot of people becoming emotionally
mm-hmm.
driven or emotionally thinking?
Yes. Yeah. I think generally as human beings, our heart is stronger. I think so.
But isn't that dangerous? Especially
yes, it
for
is.
A young person?
Very dangerous. But it is all about the fun.
So you're giving up already? Like, well, that's how it is. I can't do much about it. That's not a good advice to give to the youth.
Of course. No, I'm not giving advice. I'm not in the position to give advice to others. I'm just a youth speaking to youth.
Uh-huh.
So I would say the heart is stronger. And, you know, it's all about the road not taken. You know, we travel through the roads that are perhaps less taken by other people or less traveled. That's when the heart asks you to do things, you know?
Mm.
Usually, logic tells you to go the way other people go. Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says to Salman, if you see the entire humanity go one way and you see Ali going another way, go with the way of Ali.
Yes, of course.
So if I apply what you just said, I'll go with the people and then I'll end up in hell.
No, I'm talking about all the people, you know, the common people. I would say so.
I wouldn't say common people because common
school,
people make mistakes.
At when you're studying, well, the logic tells you you have to pick this major or that major, or you have to do this or do that. Just because you're going to have a future, you are based on what and what and what. You should pick this, you should do that. But then when you come to yourself and what you like, that must be rejected. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I think there might be a bit of confusion there. Sometimes, like, you know how, like, when we grew up, our parents say to us, I want you to be a doctor, for example.
Yes.
I want you to be an engineer. I want you to be this, like,
that's
the
logic.
Parents.
That, what's,
no, no, that's
what
not logic.
To, yes,
no, no, that's
logic,
not logic
tells them that if your children is going to be a doctor, he's going
them.
To have a future.
But that's for them. But me as a person, I need to make my own choices based on logical arguments. For example, my parents want me to be a doctor. That's them. That's their logic because they are following the rest of the world where they think being a doctor is a good position, gives you a lot of money, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
That's their thinking. But me as a person, as a young person, I want to decide for myself. And I say to myself, well, okay, first of all,
I would start thinking emotionally.
No, no, no. Why am I thinking emotionally? I'm not thinking emotionally here. I'm thinking logically. I say to myself, well, okay, I don't have the capacity to be a medicine student. Now, this is based on logic, not
based
emotion.
Based on logic, yes.
Right? I see myself, okay, I don't have the capacity to study medicine. I don't have the capacity to study maths and science and physics and what have you on biology.
Yes.
This is just not my strong points. Now, I'm just being very, very logical here. My strong points, for example, in arts, I'm a good poet. I'm a good writer. So my logic tells me that put your thinking and your abilities and the thing that you think that is...
Is that logic that tells you that?
That's logic, yes. It could be driven with, it could accompany your where your heart lies, right? But you're not thinking emotionally here. Emotion saying, no, you know what? I'm just going to go with it. I don't care.
No, I know if I pick art, I won't have such a very prosperous life. I'm going to live like a common person, but that is what my heart wants.
No, it's not what you, okay. I think this is what your heart wants. It's because it's based on a logical thinking. Because you process the information prior to your heart making that decision. For example, I am a good writer. I'm not a good scientist. I'm a good writer. I know that about myself. That's based on data in my brain that tells me that you have the capacity to write good stories. And then I say, oh, yeah, I love writing. Not I love writing because I just...
See, when you come to the point where you tell yourself that I love something, that means your heart is making decision.
No, but I'm saying that was made prior to a discussion, to a process that went through your head. For example, I think if I was just pure emotional about things, for example, with relationships, I've heard this from so many boys. They make that statement out loud, like, oh, I'm in love. And you see that in the movies too.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, you know nothing about this lady. You don't know who. She could be a serial killer for all I care.
Yes.
And
you
fell in love.
As well.
And I mean, even Hollywood made that very clear in the movies.
Yes.
They fall in love and then, you know, either the man ends up being a serial killer or the lady being, you know, a serial killer. So, I mean, that's pure emotions there. Like that choice of being with another person was made on a very emotional state rather than a logical state.
Exactly. No, that's just the beginning. We're discussing logics and emotions. Now I have a question. In Islamic point of view, is it forbidden to go for emotion?
Okay.
Or has it been...
I can't... Okay. So Islamic, I tell you exactly what Islam wants from me, what the Quran wants from me and you. In terms of halal and haram, forbidden and allowed, obviously that's a different discussion.
No, not in that term.
Does what Islam wants a person to think? If you look at the Quran, all the ayat in the Quran, they want a person to be logical. So Allah constantly says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Don't they think, don't they contemplate?
Yes, always we have been asked to think.
And then he says, فِي ذَلِكَ آيَاتٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Constantly says, in that there are signs for those who think, ulil albab, those who have intellect. So Quran and the Hadith of the Ahl Bayt, they always, always, there is not one single statement made by the Quran or the Ahl Bayt where they say, think with your heart or think with your emotions.
Yes.
Always they say, use your brain. Let your brain guide you.
Lead you, yes.
So Aql has to be the upfront. And even for the first thing the Hadith says, the first thing Allah created was what? Al-Aql. Right, the hadith says, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلِ فَقَالَهُ أَدْبِرْ فَأَدْبَرْ أَقْبِلْ فَأَقْبَلْ فَقَالَهُ عَزَتِ وَجَلَلِي بِكَ أُثِيبُ وَبِكَ أُعَاقِبُ. Allah created the brain, the intellect. He says, go. It went, says, come. And it came, says, by my might, by you I shall judge. I should reward or punish.
Yeah.
So it's the human being himself, was created based on logic. Now, emotions themselves, they are needed in a human being life, but not in the process of thinking, because they will cloud your judgment. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
It was a pleasure to be here with you. Until another session and another episode with Youth Station, I would leave you to the protection of God.